This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Watching the Impact episodes from April 1st and April 8th, 2006. Let me now bring in my co-host and the guy who is damn tired of getting emails from Fight Today, as well as being an expert not on Japanese wrestling, but on pocket pussies, and that is Jake Williams. How are you doing, Jake?
I'm doing well. You know, these podcasts are where you get a professor for scheduling them on Friday nights. I don't know if a Friday night class is... If you want a productive class, I think this podcast is a prime example. You're not going to get one on a Friday.
Yeah, as I say, with Mania Weekend and just the absurdity of all the GCW DDT stuff that's been going on for the last couple of hours, just I don't think we're going to have a very productive podcast here tonight if we're trying to learn anything at least. So, but I'm glad you're here. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you were willing to record this Mania Weekend, but we'll now bring in our solo expert for the night, as Sean Kidd is flying from Hawaii currently. So, but we have with us the most professional podcaster, and after all the GCW he's watched over the last few days, he probably has a secondhand light tube wound, and that is Matt Souza. How you doing, Matt?
Is that like secondhand smoke? Is that what we're doing here?
Yep. Spontaneously bleed from nowhere because you've seen so many light tubes. So
I see. And I for one, look forward to reading Jake's step-by-step pamphlet on how to stick your dick in a fleshlight.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're the solo expert, Matt. So, I mean,
this is
that's
true,
what man. I just heard.
That's a good that point.
Yeah,
maybe I'm writing the pamphlet.
Maybe I'll need to go in together and write like this big.
Don't know each other that well, Logan. My God.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Sorry.
My goodness.
Well, before we get too more inappropriate, let's get into these episodes. We will start with the April 1st episode, and I'm completely unprepared and don't have it pulled up, so I will do that quick.
We need Scott Shiflett to play the calculating things music.
Beep 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 beep.
Right? Like he does on 7 Months of Danger, a podcast on the
North South Connection podcast.
All right, I do have it pulled up now. So right. If everybody else does, we will hit
just
play.
Like Jake with a fleshlight, he's got it pulled up.
Yep.
Oh.
All right, we will hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. This podcast. Is TNA.
This podcast already not coming out.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're not even 5 minutes in, and it's already not.
We haven't even started the first episode yet, you guys.
Skola's gonna listen to the first 2 seconds and be like, "Nope." Are we kidding? He didn't listen.
Oh, that's Coach D'Amore. I see.
Yeah, we're starting with the. Canadian national anthem after their big destruction of the Dudleys last week. And the Dudleys do not come out with American flags. They come out with Team Dudley flags.
The nation. Well, I mean, Dudleyville is its own sovereign nation, as we know.
And that is true.
Like the Vatican.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Dances with the Pope.
We get a brawl between Team 3D and Team Canada to start things out here.
The more things change. I feel like they've been feuding for like 6 months.
What a sell, buddy. Brother Ray doing his best Mick Foley impression with the flannel. cutoff shirt.
He was also doing a Brian Knobbs impression, as I think he just took whoever that was, Bobby Roode, to Pity City in the crowd.
Oh, God. What a dickhead fan. Holding up the chair so Bobby Roode could get his head smashed in.
Hey, yo, hold the chair!
Hey, you motherfucker, help me out here.
We should mention at the time of recording this, we almost synced up the timelines. Mm-hmm. According to this, on March 31st, and it's the April 1st, 2006.
Right.
Not to, you know, not trying to show the sausage was made or anything, but...
Right. We planned it this way, of course.
Yeah, totally worked out the way.
Yeah.
And you're all April Fools for listening.
Yep.
And we're April Fools for being on this show. Hey, now. What are these giant flags in the crowd? Are those the 3D flags?
Yes, those are the Team 3D.
God, those are hideous.
Yes, they are.
Just put the regular Team 3D logo on it.
Matt, you're looking at Bubba, I think.
Oh, my mistake.
You gotta look at the...
Jesus, God.
You're like, oh my God, what is that? That looks like a ball of Greek yogurt covered in hair. What is that?
Jesus Christ.
Call me a ball of Greek yogurt one more time.
I think even in my terrible physical condition, I could still outrun Bubba Ray.
Well.
Well, compared to this, nowadays he's pretty emaciated looking.
I was going to say, yeah. When he became Bully Ray, which we'll get to in 2073... he slimmed down pretty quick. And he did that whole stupid, look at my calves!
Routine. Oh my gosh, Triple H. Oh man, that's just A1, never mind.
Oh. It's an invasion all over again. Is that Mike Piazza in the crowd?
God.
This is a pretty, like, chaotic opening impact. They usually, yeah, like, start off with some bullshit match or something.
Or a Jeff Jarrett promo that
night. Yeah, happened. I was about to say that, man. They're boring. Yeah, it's Jeff Jarrett
promo. I do believe we will get a bullshit promo eventually, but not in this episode.
That doesn't sound like TNA. Oh, yeah, my God!
Not to start the show.
Since when does EY do a moonsault?
Tonight, I guess.
Jesus.
Ooh, that lariat was disgusting.
Ooh. Those nasty Canadians don't follow the rules of the cage match. What kind of sportsmanship is this?
Not, I mean, not this. These are not your regular Canadians. They would be much more peaceful than this. So.
Right, yeah. That's why it's so shocking what they're doing.
I know.
Best. How many bumps has EY taken? Jesus.
That's El Patifro.
Oh, he's got the stanky leg going on there.
He just had the twitch.
Stanky leg.
Oh, my God. They're draping the Canadian. Oh, my God. You hate to see it.
2 weeks in a row. Poor bastards. Mm.
The way Bubba's all sprawled out. I gotta air out the testicles.
God. No, that's on the other channel.
Oh, right.
Actually, that was a few years ago at this point.
Has Scott D'Amore always had his name on his jackets and I've just never noticed it until now?
Yes, he has.
Oh. All right,
or it's been a while, at least, I'll say. I won't say it's always been there.
Is that how, so he can remember who he is?
Yep.
It's like how Ozzy
has a team jacket, like how, and it's like his, so.
It's like how Ozzy has his name tattooed across his knuckles so he can remember who he is.
Yeah. I hate to break kayfabe, but the DDT show, they just made a human centipede, so.
Oh. I'm guessing Team Canada won't be doing the same.
No.
Although this is pre-human centipede, I think, so.
And this is on network television, so.
Well, also that.
Not gonna happen.
Logan, this is Spike. We don't even care. Like, we'll do anything.
This is TV for men.
Right. This is the men network. That's right.
Bubes and fucking Bud Light, dude.
Human manapee. That's what we'll do. So, does Christian still suck? I need to ask.
He was off on the last episode. He is filming a movie currently. So,
filming a movie. Good lord.
He's
What do we think of Don West peach combination here?
It's a look.
I love it. I'm a fan.
I gotta look that up. Christian movie.
I think it's called like Shoot 'Em Up or something like that.
I think you're gonna get some different results.
I thought about that after.
Passion of point. Christ.
Christian Cage, I should put.
Whatever the fuck that movie was that Shawn Michaels was in.
Oh, I remember Shoot 'Em Up.
Gavin Stone or whatever.
I remember Shoot 'Em Up. That was pretty good, if I remember right. It's Clive Owen.
Oh, wait, maybe I did say. I was about to say, I get that mixed up with the Clive Owen movie, but...
It is Clive Owen.
I saw that in theaters for some reason.
Yeah.
So is that the one where he, like, eats the carrots to make his vision better to shoot people?
Oh, God.
I think so. Hey, look, piece of the action right there, Matt. Let's watch it.
There we go.
I remember it was good. It was, like, a ridiculous action movie, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, he eats, like... It's like he eats the carrot and, like, of course, it, like, immediately makes his vision, like getting the power up in a video game or something. Like,
there was another one that came out around the same time, too. It was called, like, Smoking Aces or something.
Yeah.
All those mid-2000s movies all blend together. Action movies.
I'm going to have to throw that movie on.
Look at Scott Steiner. My God.
So, Matt, we have retired the Morphoplex Award as Scott Steiner would win it every week. So, yeah.
I believe I was on when we came up with that idea. So, it makes perfect sense.
I think we officially retired it last time. So.
Right. I mean, just look at that one vein sticking out of his bicep. Yep. That alone looks like a pie symbol.
Yeah.
Pie symbol. Looks like a weapon, God of War weapon.
In the impact zone. And Jarrett basically just announced who his team is. It's going to be for Lethal Lockdown. It's going to be AMW, him, and Steiner. And Sting's going to kind of, over the next few weeks, announce what his team is. So.
Noted foreign policy scholar, as we established on the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast, Logan Scott Steiner.
That's right. Oh, and
Middle East relations expert.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jake, last episode you talked about a house show that they had. This is a video from that house show that we discussed on the last episode. So I want to say it was in Virginia somewhere.
All the timelines just all syncing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing from how this. Little things change.
Right. Yeah.
Or how much they stay the same, at least. And Steiner actually talks about in that promo that was going on before that he is actually not under contract. So he says the longer he waits for a contract, the more people will get hurt. So he took out poor Doodoo Douglas on one of our previous episodes. So more attacks like that will come until he gets his contract. So
what the hell have these motherfuckers done to earn a title shot?
That's a good question.
You have Shark Boy and Norman Smiley right there.
Yep.
God almighty. Where's Preacher Bullet?
Oh, you wait. He'll be there eventually.
He's taking his brisk pace down the ramp. He's old, you know.
At a bus stop in a rough part of town, a carrot-eating drifter and military veteran named Smith sees a pregnant woman on the verge of giving birth while fleeing a hitman. That's the first sentence in the plot of Shoot 'Em Up, man.
Fuck.
So,
my God.
If that doesn't hook you.
I should probably watch that. Is that Swedish pop star Robin in the background there in the crowd? Swedish, Finnish, one of those ishes.
Day one-ish. Famous Swedish pop star.
I believe on the last, on one of the last episodes, Jake, you said that Jackie wears boobless shirts or something like that, like ashless chaps. So,
right, yeah,
she like is wearing that panties, too, yeah, crotchless pants. There we go. But she is wearing a that shirt is absolutely what you described on that episode. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's every. That's all she wears. That a wildcat is a pussy cat. Tonight.
It is in full effect tonight. So
it's like the if against all odds butthole was a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Christian's jacket was a. Mm-hmm. Oh wait, it is a shirt. It looks dumb.
So on top of the normal shtick that BG spits on the mic before every match, he said, "We are about to climb Brokeback Mountain to get them. Bring our belts out, bitches."
Oh boy.
Whoever's in the TNA script writing team really likes to reference Brokeback Mountain in AMW. So,
was it Vince Russo again at this point, or was he gone?
I think he's still gone.
Yeah.
Don't hold me to that, though. I don't know the timeline of him.
Because I know
about 1,000 times.
I was going to say, he left and came back, like, it seemed like every other month.
I think he was in and out as long as far as, like, 2015. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he and Jared are boys, and that's when Jared left, I think. So yeah.
That's great.
I feel like we had an XPW video breaking out here, and I'm not talking about a wrestling one.
Crank out the fleshlight there, Jake.
Are you talking about the masturbatory aid, man?
Yes, right. That's exactly what I mean.
Developed in 1998. In his bag on that ruthlessly aggressive episode we talked about.
That may have been the only thing he didn't have. Oh, come on, Stace. It's just my fleshlight. Come on.
So think about this. Fleshlights were really a thing back then, as we learned off air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1998 was
Austin, Texas. Come on, Stace. It's just my fleshlight that I wrote "I Love Tori" repeatedly on. Come on.
I love Tori's boobs, son.
Did you say boobs or pubes?
No, I said boobs.
Boobs. It's Canadian for boobs.
Because that's how Tess says boobs.
The fleshlight was designed by Steve Shubin, who was granted a patent in July 1998 for his invention. So it was patented in 1998. Who knows how long it was in development?
That's ironic, because he used to jerk off into a Shubin, and then he became worked on the fleshlight.
Well, you see, Matt, it was developed as a, quote, device for discreet sperm collection.
God, oh, they make it sound so beautiful.
Discreet.
Here's my trench coat. I'm going to go on a subway and just go to town.
The discreet way.
How is that discreet?
That's like the least discreet way you can possibly do anything. Instead of just doing it with my hand, let me whip out this gigantic flashlight that serves as a fake pussy.
Here's my maglite with a mouth on it. Give me a minute.
Alongside their classic collection, Fleshlight also introduced the, quote, freak and alien collections.
Oh, boy.
My God.
So there you go.
Have you ever wanted to fuck What's-Her-Name from The Fifth Element?
So we have AMW versus the James Gang for the tag team titles here.
Bless you for trying to keep it on the rails.
No, I'm just messing.
Look, I'll debate you on whether or not a BG James match is more entertaining than the Fleshlight Wiki. I give the Fleshlight Wiki 2.25 stars.
Right.
I may just do a write-up for this episode just so I can type it in Fleshlight Wiki.
Fleshlight Wiki.
Man, Jackie is getting used and abused in this match. She's got a beard on her and damn.
I have to ask it every episode. Do we know why she's there yet?
No, we do not.
Oh, very good.
I would say we don't have her for much longer, but I don't know that for a fact, so can't say that.
Oh, good. Conan's here.
And he just hit Kip with the slapjack.
Oh, yeah. I think we're getting to the point where Conan has Triscuit hips, as I've often mentioned, because he can barely walk. Mm-hmm. I think at some point, he ends up in a wheelchair, I think, doesn't he?
Yeah, but they play it like a storyline, like he gets hit with something and
yeah. He gets hit with arthritis. There he is.
That's
Jesus, he moves faster than Conan.
Come on, you piece of shit.
Get back in this here ring.
Get back in here, you pussy bitch.
I'll shove my orthopedic shoe right up your ass.
Just so you know, Matt. Look at this. We get an arm wrestling contest between them two next week.
Oh, perfect.
And at the pay-per-view, actually.
I was going to say, there's one at the pay-per-view. I know that. I didn't realize.
The cage at the pay-per-view. But
I didn't realize they did it before then.
I didn't either. And I pre-watched these episodes, and I was like, really? They do this twice?
Well, it worked so well the first time, I'm sure, as we'll see.
Mm-hmm. So we get a history of Abyss and Christian. As that will be our world title match at Lockdown. Followed by what Ben Locke has described as the greatest TNA segment of all time.
Mm.
So, strap in.
Strap in, strap on. The Fleshlight motto.
There you go.
Father James Mitchell.
Abyss! Boy, there was a lot of puka shell in that one frame there. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure was. This is one of the bad things about live watching these is this is like prime James Mitchell time. So he's super good with promos in this one. And yes, in the last episode, James Mitchell stalk Christian's wife into a tanning bed at 8 o'clock at night. Because apparently people tan at 8 o'clock at night.
Well, look. Is that Christian's legit wife?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
That is Denise Riso or whatever his
name is. Denise Cage?
Yeah, Denise.
Whoa, look at that phone with the glitter rhinestone things on it.
They're very pink rhinestone-y Nokia flip phone.
Like a rhinestone cell phone.
Matt, what was he saying when he was sniffing her hair right there?
Oh, it smells like apricots. Abyss!
Pantene Pro-V!
Alex!
You don't need you Pert to... minus, you use Pert Plus!
Oh my god. Here comes Abyss.
Smells like I've gone apple picking!
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Oh man!
Look, you asked for this.
I believe Jake did actually. So.
Abyss is looking. You're right, Jake. The general you.
It was not me.
The general you. Abyss looking rather svelte here.
Yeah, I think he's in pretty good shape at this point.
Yeah.
He knows if he's going to be a main eventer, he has to.
I was going to say, he's going to be in there with a slug like Christian, so he's going to do something.
Just keep that mask on, because as we established, he's an ugly son of a bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Logan described him as what they... What would you say, Logan?
As ugly as they were. Like how they describe Mick Foley is as ugly as I think Abyss actually is.
There's more teeth in that Shark Boy Fleshlight we were talking about earlier than in Abyss's mouth. Mm-hmm. Look at my eyebrows. I did it myself.
It's amazing artwork that he does that. And still does that today, actually.
He was the inventor of the eyebrow balm. You know, there's a beard balm. He has eyebrow balm.
Okay.
Father James's eyebrow oil.
Does he have? Do you have like a little brush to get the, to get it like that?
I would imagine. I mean, I can't imagine doing that by hand.
Small comb.
Especially with those sausage link fingers he's working with there.
Jimmy Deans. I do think he looks. James Mitchell promo time. I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Good decision.
So he basically talks about the stalking Christian's wife last week, and he's going to eventually introduce part two of the video. So, that's what we're talking about here.
Christian! Why didn't you tell me your wife's hair smelled like pears?
Oh, God. Now, and I was on the feminine products aisle with her, so I know what tampon she uses. I also know what ball deodorant you use as well.
Good God. Speed Dick, I think is the name of it.
No, Speed Dick.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said stick. I thought you said stick.
No. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, stick penis.
Dove for balls.
Sorry, Matt, I failed you.
That's quite all
right. Wait, what's the natural one? Tom's or whatever? Tom's for nuts.
It's just called testes.
So as well as Alex Shelley, he actually brings Abyss along to Christian's house this time. And apparently Christian lives in the most basic-ass Florida house possible.
No, he's got an Escalade, though. He's not doing that bad.
They catch him taking the trash out, too.
Stars, they're just like us. They take out the carpet.
I know Christian lived in Jennifer Smith's neighborhood.
I know, that's exactly what I'm not convinced that this isn't Jenny's house. She doesn't have a pool, so.
Not trying to dox Jenny here, but, I mean.
It is very similar, I will not lie. It looks super old on the inside, I will say, from what I remember. Not Jenny's house, this house, I mean.
He's not making that string money that Samoa Joe's so pissed about.
Where'd he get that from?
I don't know. Why does he have that?
He just had that sitting there.
He had a giant office water
conveniently tub. Conveniently right. That was like a thing when I was growing up, though. Like, people had those.
Yeah, my grandparents had it. My aunt and uncle had it.
My God.
They used to get it delivered.
Yeah, we have that, too.
Mm. He has a screened-in pool. Mm-hmm. That's Florida, as Florida as Florida gets.
I was going to say, that's super common down there.
You got to protect yourself from the skeeters there, right? Right.
And the gators and all the other things that could fucking kill you.
So for the rest of this, he pretty much tries to drown Christian.
Oh, does he succeed?
Unfortunately, no.
God damn it!
The frame rate on this is giving me issues.
It's like an episode of Cops.
I mean, it is on Alex Shelley's like Panasonic.
Right. So.
This is like Real TV, which I think was a fine Spike TV program.
He just drowns Christian and kills him here.
Yeah.
Like,
shit. Kill him, Christian.
Kill him. Drown him. Fill his lungs.
You need to drown him to the point where you almost murder him, but leave him barely.
Use him as a flashlight.
Oh, God.
Where's your wife now?
To be continued on April 23rd.
Is that when lockdown is?
That is correct.
I see.
Tane is livid at this.
Oh, the scowl on Don West is fantastic. It's like the fan behind him just shit his pants.
He's so offended. Once they leave, he goes to the bathroom to wash his hands because he wants to wash his hands of the situation.
I'm going to stand up. I'm so upset.
Look at Don's cufflink. Good Lord. Right. Is that the actual?
Those are the things that Wonder Woman wears.
He goes to the bathroom to wash his hands. He can't stand it.
fuck this shit. Ah. This is bullshit today.
Mike, I gotta wash my hands.
Because he just fucked around with a flashlight. That's why he's washing his hands.
Yep. That's exactly right. It all comes back around.
Oh, Sabu's coming back.
Mm-hmm. He will be facing Samoa Joe at Lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the cover of the DVD, man.
Right.
The noted
That's
TNA
right.
staple who
yeah.
comes for every TNA fourth pay-per-view.
Right. He's like the nomad that rolls into town every 6 months. Look, I'll say it. Every time he's been on, he's been great to watch. So more Sabu, please. Mm-hmm.
Which is
in a world of 2.5-star matches, he's bringing at least a 3 every time, so I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say I believe he suffers an injury in the Joe match, so I don't think it will be as good as some of his previous ones. So,
I remember him going into that match. I think pretty banged up. If I remember, like he was more tape than man. If I remember.
Plus, I can guarantee you, until, like, way further down the line, Jake, this next match with Joe is his last match with TNA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he goes back to WWECW.
I was going to say, I think he shows up in, what, May? Because he's there, like, I want to say, like, a month before One Night Stand, so. Yep. Oh, God, Daniel still has the permanent marker chin.
Scroty.
And then Sanjay still has the very, 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 very pencil thin goatee.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was absolutely drawn on by a mechanical pencil right before.
That Adidas tracksuit is a choice for Mr. Shelley here.
I mean, most of his like just being a choice. So.
If 2006 was a person.
Fucking blonde highlights and a Adidas tracksuit.
Yeah, he's just doing all the things.
Yeah. He's the human embodiment of a Hot Topic.
Yep.
There's a Sabu DVD right there.
Mm-hmm.
Soul Nation.
Ooh, that was a nice drawing.
Yeah.
Was that Jerry Lawler? That was quite the artist.
Did he have any kids with him? Probably not.
This is
Sanjay Tron. So depressing. Just a Sanjay Dutt. Like, so
that's
funny.
My name.
So this match is for an X Division title shot on the Thursday premiere of TNA Impact. Because they will be moving to Thursdays. I believe it's the episode to start our next recording. So
I think you're right.
Yeah, because this is the 1st and the 8th, and then the next episode is the 13th, so.
Right.
Because it's a 5-day difference, so. Yeah, had I planned this better, we probably would have done 3-3 to just get to Lockdown by the normal schedule, but I fucked up, so we're doing 2-2-2.
Well, look. We were talking about fleshlights in episode 1. Imagine what we would talk about in episode 3.
I always hate that they do tags in these four ways.
Yeah.
Bothers the shit out of me. Just let them all be in the ring.
I will say, for whatever reason, I enjoy like a 3 or 4-man match when it's elimination more. But the tag thing is fucking stupid. I agree.
Mm-hmm. They call that a. I'm believe Don West calls that move that he just did to Sanjay the ball crunch.
Oh.
So no, the nut claw. Sorry, he says the nut claw.
Oh, the nut claw. The ball crunch is a different thing.
Mm-hmm. So, if you ever wondered if they were actually on Spike TV or not, they are because he's
right.
able to say nut claw.
Oh, God. Every time I see Chris Sabin's hair, I just get depressed.
Mm-hmm.
According to the old Observer, it says that Chris Sabin suffered a severe concussion. I guess it was like after this taping. 325 in Bristol, Connecticut.
Mm.
He had a severe concussion. So I guess in 2006, that means he probably skipped like 4 days of.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully he had to shave his head because of it. That's a side Pedro effect.
From Napoleon had Dynamite. To
shave his head because of it.
That's a side effect of a concussion, right?
The more severe ones, yes.
Well, look, the hair can be very binding on the noggin.
You gotta let the brain breathe.
Right, exactly. See, Jake gets it.
Give him some air.
Let the brain breathe. Good Lord.
Basic science. Yeah.
And he has a master's degree, and I don't. So
that's true.
Who are you going to believe?
That in brain.
Oh God, Joe, you are very sweaty. Jesus Christ!
That script tea is in full effect on Daniel's Uranus.
Yeah. There's a lot of Uranus in this match.
Joe looks like me when I wake up after drinking a fifth of whiskey.
Yeah.
Swollen blood.
He's going to look like me at about 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, God. Oh. Nine a.m. tomorrow. You will have just gone to sleep after the 18th GCW show of the night.
That's also true.
Is there one after spring break? Yeah, the emo fight is after that, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
And then there's one on Saturday after Mania.
Yeah, that's right.
The Lucha show.
Yeah.
All of which would have happened already by the time you're hearing this, listeners at home.
Oh, absolutely. And Mania will have already happened. And,
right.
You know.
Congrats to Cody Rhodes. And
yeah, we just dub in here. And say, yeah, my prediction is that. And we just edit in.
Right.
Like us predicting the correct result.
Congrats to Roman Reigns for winning.
Congrats to Braun Breaker for coming out for the Roman Reigns Open Challenge on Raw and winning the Universal title on his first night.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Yep, and that's it. Joe is your number one contender.
Oh, that was remarkably quick.
The three-man concession group at the Ukrainian Cultural Center on Sunday. It's like, we've been working for 63 hours, please.
Oh, Dave just slapped the shit out of Joe.
Oh.
Daniels, you should know by now this is not a good thing to do. He's murdered you before doing one of these.
See, Daniels had to shave his head because of that concussion he got from Joe. See?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a goofy slap.
It's like the slap someone does when they challenge you to a duel with a glove.
I need him to do the bloody towel thing, but with Christopher Daniels' grimace shirt here. TNA really has a lot of security for like a 800 person crowd or whatever.
Oh, he just smacked the shit out of the ref.
TNA has like one security guard for like 10 people in the building.
All right. That one referee looks like 911's brother 119.
411.
Could they find a tighter shirt for Jeff Jarrett?
I don't think he owns anything that's not like skin.
God, I know, but that was like remarkably tight. His nipples.
Well, you see, off. Matt, I got to make sure my nips are protruding.
Right.
Because I'm a main eventer and I got the stroke.
He needs to cut like relief holes in that thing so his nipples can.
Good God almighty. Damn it, I have the hiccups.
That's great.
Relief hole. Damn it. Hashtag relief hole.
Hashtag relief hole. Is that one of the fleshlights they used to make?
That would be a smart title for sure.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's the generic as seen on TV fleshlight. It's the relief hole.
That's what they call the glory hole in the bathroom of the 7-Eleven around the corner.
Yeah.
So
I was just going to ask, have they announced what the main event is? Yep, never mind.
Well, Sting laid down the challenge last week, and then earlier, Jarrett basically accepted it. Fuck, I still have the hiccups. Yeah. we had Lethal Lockdown last year, but they added the roof to it this year. So Jake will be adding a roof to the Lethal Lockdown cage, and it will have weapons hanging from it. So there's that.
So we're going to... A rough? You can add a rough to it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can add a rough to anything if you try hard enough.
You can add a rough to your run.
Yeah.
I was looking for some news notes, but Dave Meltzer, if you're listening, you need to fix the April 10th, 2006 version of the Observer, because still a bunch of HTML coding in this thing. It's all fucked up. Yeah. Face equals Arial. Yeah, come on, Dave.
Oh, Ariel's just showing up?
Yeah.
Is he wearing a shark tooth, speaking of shark, necklace? Or like a railroad spike?
I mean, would it surprise you?
No, he's that type of douche.
He is that type of douche. It's a sentence you just said.
It sure is. He is bulging out of that shirt.
Yeah, I'm gonna call it Triple H. Double J might win the Morphoplex Award tonight.
God. You can see my spleen sticking out in this shirt.
Yeah, but then Scott Steiner takes off his whatever you call that shirt when you cut it towards
his poncho.
His poncho shirt. And then Jeff Jarrett looks like a prepubescent child compared to
Yeah. God.
Scott's vascularity.
My God, the lights are down. Could it be? Will it be?
Oh, it's the Undertaker.
It's
Rhino.
It's
and the James Rhino. What?
Rhino and the James Gang.
Since when can Rhino control the lights?
It's all leaning to something, man. Just be patient.
I know. I'm being a jackass.
I think the lights continue. Oh my God! It's Shark Boy, Chase Stevens, and Ron Killings,
and Norman Smiley. Forget Norman Smiley.
Sorry,
Mr. Smiley.
That's the most important person there.
He kind of blended in. I thought he was just a civilian. So,
he's flexing his chesticles. Look at that.
Good God Almighty!
I think that's John Glenn behind Shark Boy.
Don, he's like, John Glenn is
here. John Glenn is in the Impact Zone. What a special guest. Oh my gosh, it's Jay Lethal, Sanjay Dutt.
Unfortunately, we couldn't get John Glenn a better seat, but he's here.
It's the Great Value New Kids. They look like a teenage rap group up there.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Fucking British boy band.
I know. It really does. It's
That's P Town.
Oh my God.
John Glenn was hanging out at Universal. Just he'd fall asleep.
I mean, look, they shoot the rockets off in Florida. I mean, there's a non-zero chance he's been at Universal for real.
I will meet you at the Impact Zone.
Why would be
bone?
Hey, can any of those people in the crowd maybe help Sting? You know, those 38 wrestlers that just showed up?
Yeah, here they all come.
Oh, I was going to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's really no purpose in there being 50 of them.
They're just taking their sweet-ass time.
Mm-hmm. So I assume Don is probably spraying all over it now.
Oh, yeah.
Is Chase Stevens supposed to, is Chase Stevens supposed to look like Axl Rose?
I believe so. I mean, he looks as much like him as he always has. So.
Right. It's the attire, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They specifically remind me of, like, they would be like the that weird transitional point between the 80s and 90s. Like, they have that kind of look, like a hair metal band specifically from, like, 1989.
Skid Row.
Right. Dwindling Skid Row and their popularity was, like, waning.
Right.
More like Skid Mark Row.
My God.
Right. Like, yeah.
No, all right, Matt, what did you think of that episode?
It wasn't awful. I mean, it was, you get a good Joe squash. I mean, look, we've seen worse episodes, so I don't know, five seems right. It was very, very average.
Mm-hmm. Jake, what about you?
Yeah, it was lacking in the matches, but I mean, there were a lot of angles. We got to see, James Mitchell and Abyss try to murder Christian in his house. That was fun. We finally got Sting, so yeah. I think a five seemed right. It was like, it was par.
We didn't see Homicide the Wrestler, but we almost saw Homicide the Act.
Yes.
So.
Right. It's an important distinction you just made there.
Yeah.
Really unwise to do that while you know Alex Shelley's taping to commit the murder.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that you know that it's going to be sent into a TV show that's going to air to millions of people.
Maybe not the best idea.
So I asked the panel in the last episode, what do you think of the strobe light around the TNA and the Impact Zone there, Matt?
It's not the best. It's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, pick a different light. I mean, it's very 2006, the strobe light. I get it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
I think that's what we said. I think that's exactly what Lewis and Ben said. So checks out. They did not hold back on the pyro budget.
No, Jesus Christ. Well, look, they're moving to prime time. They got to...
Mm-hmm.
Is this the last one before prime time? Or is...
Yeah, they got to blow it out before they go to Thursdays.
Right.
Well, they're still not on prime time. They don't actually go to prime time till September, I think.
Oh, so they're still on at like 11 o'clock, but just on Thursdays?
They're on at 10 on Thursdays, yeah.
Oh, well, that's not terrible, I guess.
Yeah.
See, this is like in early April, so they want to be able to claim it on their taxes. So
right.
I want to be right on that. So I think I'm correct. I think they move. Let's see. We once again get Abyss. We get a pay-per-view worthy match here because Abyss is going to be taking on AJ Styles. So
wow. Abyss, you remember AJ? He's that flat Earth fuck.
Mm-hmm. It is a rematch from last year's lockdown, which Jake drunkenly shit on our most famous episode, I believe. So,
couple scrubs. Mm-hmm. James was like, "You think the Earth is flat? Obviously, it was forged by Lucifer.
It's shaped like a pentagram."
Pentagram. Okay, because of viewership growth, Impact moved to Thursdays on April 2006 and later to an earlier primetime slot in November. So it's November, not September. So,
right. I think I remember the show where they went primetime. It was a special with Burnt Triangle, I believe, wrestles on that show, if I remember right.
Good old Burnt.
It's like a two-hour special, I think they do.
Well, okay. I don't know why I just thought of this, but like we should, when he does debut, we have to rate him each time whether he was like a right triangle isosceles or equilateral based on his performance. Like there's like a lopsided, you know, he'd be isosceles.
Yeah.
So, you know, remember that when we get there. I'm sure we all will.
I'm sure I'll remember that. I won't forget it as soon as we stop recording. That's for sure.
I'll have to remind myself on different types of triangles. So I'll have to do some research.
What is a triangle?
Like, what was that site that always comes up when you do like Quora or whatever?
Oh yeah.
What is a triangle?
They also, when they moved to the primetime spot, they moved, well, actually, when they moved to Thursdays, they moved their tapings from Tuesdays to Mondays. So.
Oh, Abyss, you're looking very svelte. Hey, your stomach's nice and flat now. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to gain all of the weight because I hate you.
The way Abyss sells a Hurricanrana is always weird to me. He doesn't, like, do a flip. He just kind of rolls on his side.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you just said Abyss, like Hank Hill, like, Abyss.
Abyss.
Damn it, Abyss.
Damn it, Abyss. John Redcorn.
Damn it, Father Mitchell.
Damn it. Damn it, Bobby Roode. Damn it, Bobby Roode.
Also an interesting fact, in June 2006, episodes became available at the iTunes store.
Yes. Cause
they have since been removed.
I believe the episode that we mentioned earlier with one burnt triangle I had on the iTunes store, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. They were pretty cheap, too. They were like $2 an episode, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. Even the pay-per-views on there were like $2 or $3 when they started throwing those on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty sweet deal. I don't think I was super into it enough to do that, but like I remember that they popped up on iTunes and stuff like that back then.
It was like it was more along the lines of like the Hogan era, I think, is when they started throwing like the pay per views up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And look, I was willing to spend $2 for a shitty wrestling pay per view. So.
Mm-hmm.
Which most of those were, which we'll get to. God knows mm-hmm. when.
I thought you were retiring before that.
I mean, I am, but the general you.
We are. We are moving. We're moving pretty quick through. Once we got past the weekly pay per views, like mm-hmm. we're kind of cruising a little bit. Like
mm-hmm. we'll stall out again when we get to the 2 hour shows because I assume we'll do just one episode per episode.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But that's not for another. We're not set for another year, so.
Mm-hmm.
For a while.
Yeah, I want to say that's like end of 07, I think, isn't it?
October of 07. I still have the week.
Yeah. It's right after Bound for Glory.
Right.
Must be.
It doesn't say, but yeah, that would check out. It's around that time.
Mm-hmm. Drive him into the flat mat abyss. Wait, maybe not. He'll be comfortable there.
Yeah, I was like, he might ejaculate if you do that.
He'll have a fleshlight.
That's where he gets his life force from. The flatness.
The flatness of this.
Get up, come on, get down with the flatness.
That was a sick Pele kick.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
There's your roll. Abyss does like what I would do on the trampoline as a kid when like people are like, oh, can you do a front flip? And be like, yeah, and do that instead of a real front flip.
What the hell kind of necklace does AJ have around his neck?
Is it not his regular rope that has his wedding ring on it?
Is that what it is? It's not what it looked like. It looked like there was something in it.
Yeah, oh, it looked like God, that shock treatment. Jesus Christ.
Looks like a stone or something.
Yeah, it's like a gusher.
Oh my god.
A fruit a gusher. Damn it, Abyss!
Nah, yeah, it's his regular necklace.
I don't know why, but it looked like there was like something in it, like a pendant or...
I think it has something more to it, but it's his, it's just... It's not his like regular... It's kind of on this like a black wire, but it's got his wedding ring on it.
So. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Abyss has like spinal problems, like Stone Cold from doing the stunner, from doing the shock treatment, like falling on his spine every time.
Yeah.
Especially given his girth.
Right.
He's got the Triscuit hips, like
Conan. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm way behind y'all. I just saw the Pele kick. How did that happen?
I think that was a second Pele kick.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
Yeah. Actually, I think I'm a little behind because I just saw the second one. So.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think we're close enough.
Okay. I was like, I just saw the Pele. I mean, James way behind her. There was another one.
Oh God.
Yeah, that didn't look like that felt good.
No. Why is AJ holding his junk?
He just jabbed me in the cane to my pecker. Jabbed me in the cane.
With the Freudian cane.
Slip because
my big daddy cane.
Basically cane.
Yeah.
Pretty much cane. So.
My God, it's Christian Cage.
That's gotta be a press.
And he's got a tie around.
Wait, no, that's gotta be
a bear.
Got charisma. Oh, wow, you fucking tool.
He got out to the ring from his car.
Oh, Jesus, yeah, no kidding. Holy hell.
It's almost like it was taped.
Wow. Editing is a hell of a thing.
Shirts.
Freaking, got charisma.
Freaking Barry Allen Cage over here.
What a tool. And I mean Christian, not the literal tool he's holding in his hand.
Run! Oh my God!
Good Jesus Christ!
Murdered our security guard.
I just don't get it. Like, you know, like you hear like Stone Cold talk about the look. He's like, you know, I went with the bald head, the goatee. It was like a certain ambiance. Christian's like, you know, I picked the look. I just wanted to look like a dude.
Right.
Like, I just wanted to wear bootcut jeans and a.
He has the
ringer tee.
He has the ambiance of a guy who shops at Macy's.
I mean, it is not his fault that TNA made that shirt. I mean, he kind of has to wear it, so.
No, but right.
Yes, you're right. His general ambiance. His shit.
That bow tie seems a little tight on TNA's head there. Mm-hmm.
Got charisma.
That is a terrible shirt.
Really is, and his acid wash jeans he has on.
That's the thing is, so that's like his official TNA shirt. I didn't even realize that. I thought it was like a fucking shirt from Kmart.
So originally, I don't think it was, but it is now. It's on.
I was gonna say, I think it's a new one.
The back of his, yeah, he has worn that. He has worn a shirt that says that before, but I think that was just like a Target original or something like that. But this is a officially licensed TNA shirt that you could get on TNAshop.com at this at point, I believe.
We're going to fight in my namesake match, a cage! Named after my great father, Abner Cage.
My God.
I'm trying to think of what other matches would be like people's last names. Like,
Philip Lumberjack.
My name is Hell, named after the hell in the cell.
My name is Jonathan Pitchblack.
Jacob's Ladder. God. I'm Jacob Ladder.
So basically, that little promo Christian just cut, he said he accepts Abyss's challenge, and then he asked Abyss if he's prepared to die, because he is. Well,
JB has got a look going on here.
He is so sunburned.
Holy shit.
Or did he hit the spray tan?
Jesus Christ. The necklace, the suit.
His face.
Yeah, he's
like, fucking hell.
He did not pick a good color if that's a spray tan.
Jesus.
He's trying to show Bubba up. He went to like contrast of Bubba's ghostly skin.
Those glasses that Bubba's wearing are absurd.
Well, to make Bubba look even more like a fucking tub of fire.
He's trying to play Cyclops in a movie.
Do these glasses make my head look big? No, it's my head that makes my head look big.
Which is, what is peach fuzz? Little bullshit.
JB, good God, it's even worse when he's got like shit.
Fucking hell. Good Lord.
That's definitely sunburn. He spent a little too much time on that.
He looks like Bill Simmons if he was like in the like 1977, like
with frosted tips.
Right.
So Team 3D and Team Canada at Lockdown will be having an anthem match. So whoever wins gets their anthem played.
What's the Dudleyville anthem?
Well, I think for this one they're gonna do the national anthem. So,
well, Bubba, that was great. If you need me, I'll be at Studio 54.
I'll be riding the Hulk ride for approximately 4 hours, so I can get scorched by the sun yet again.
Excuse me, my cheeks are peeling.
Oh, here we go. It is time to wrestle. And by wrestle, I mean arm wrestle.
Oh, boy.
The way wrestling does, I wouldn't be surprised. There's some story like, we're hanging out at the beach and, you know, whoever, like Kevin Nash, put GHB in my drink or something. I passed out the beach and got sunburned. Like, it seems like all wrestling stories are like that.
Buried me in the sand and I couldn't get up.
Yeah. We got a good laugh, good rib, scarred me for life.
Oh, God, Conan, get some help for those hips. Good Lord, it's hurting me to watch him walk. And I hate this man.
There's a reason he's not actually wrestling. That's why they're doing a
God
wrestling contest.
Oh. Yo, 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 let me creak on this.
Yo, 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 let me crunch on this by taking any version of a step.
You need some oil for those joints like the Tin Man.
My God, that shirt. That is a see-through.
Oh, Jesus. It is see-through. You're not lying. What are we doing?
Wow.
Gotta show the buff body of the bullet.
For fuck's sake.
You got that at Christian's wardrobe.
Did nobody tell this man that this was a bad idea?
Look, you gotta respect a man with a hairy bicep.
Jesus Christ.
What are we doing here?
That's a great question.
What are we doing? This is a prime Tim Capel. What are we
it's doing? It's also weird to see, like, this is a very homely attire for Billy Gunn here. Yeah. He's usually got his little booty shorts on. He's all got his baggy ass.
He just shot hoops at Rucker Park.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his and one shorts
on. Really does. So Homicide and the James Gang have been kicked away from ringside.
All right, Conan, I'm gonna put my arm on that pad, and we're gonna have ourselves an arm wrestling match. Now remember, I'm a man of crest, so no shenanigans.
We need to Photoshop this man onto the like a still from over the top.
Be prepared to GIF this very hard.
On it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Matt, just you might want to just screen cap this whole.
All right, come on, Conan, let's go.
There's one particular one that is gonna be very well used by me for the rest of eternity. Once you make it,
you need to put any loggings meet me halfway from over the top over.
Now, come on now. That's not sporting what you're doing there.
Come on, you Mexican fella. Let's get this over
with. I know you're in awe of my physique.
Let me beat you like I beat your compatriots at the Alamo.
I know my top is made of the netting of a swimsuit, but don't be distracted, son.
This is the type of net we use to catch that shark man backstage.
Yep.
Conan somehow has worse hips than the 80-year-old man.
Right.
Oh, Kegel's gym, of course.
Kegel's gym.
No, oh, there
Kegel's,
it was.
Kegel's gym.
Kegel's gym.
Good God. He's gonna pop a hip.
There you go. <It's> I need a gif of that immediately.
That's the same face people make when they use a fleshlight.
And oh my God, Hernandez has come out. So finally. Finally.
Oh God.
So I need the straining Father Bullet, but I also need him like passed out with his chin on the table. So.
Oh.
And, no, and this where he holds
him. Yeah. There's a lot here. There's a lot happening here. Jeez.
BG just holds his life.
He's not dead, you guys. It's fine. Like he was just shot.
It's like Uncle Ben and Spider-Man.
Peter was too late. Holy hell. One BG old man James. To another. This shirt looks like a stained glass window.
JB with Jim Walsh. Oh, I mean Larry Zbyszko.
There's a lot of looks going on in this screen here.
God. So in his rambling here, he says that no matter the result of next week's X Division title match between Samoa Joe and Daniels, Daniels will face Jushin Thunder Liger at Lockdown. So in another Jushin Thunder Liger match. And then Slick basically says,
yeah, that's a load bearing wall. Yeah.
He wants to referee Joe Daniels next week.
Listen here, you greasy bastard.
My friends tell me they call you greasy penis.
You phallic son of a bitch.
Anybody ever tell you you look like what people shove in a fleshlight?
Oh my God. Oh my God, it's the diamonds in the rough.
Oh boy. Well, you know what? That's all right, because I know who they're facing, so. Mm-hmm.
I love the Simon Diamond slip up by JT on Extreme Joyway Dance on this
episode. Yeah.
The other day. Made me laugh. Because I was like, no, don't make Matt talk about Simon Diamond.
Please, I talk about him enough. I'm going to have to do it eventually, but I do it on one show. It's going to be two at some point, and I'm not happy about it. But.
Well, he'll be gone from this show by the time
you get that's true. That's true.
Like a poor, he looks, he's like doing backflips and stuff. He's like, well, I'm in this fucking shitty team. What have I done with my career?
Well, this match is so boring, I'm going to read my Us Weekly.
That is from when he got his ass kicked by the Chicago White Sox. So.
I see. Well, boy, we're following that storyline up 4 months later, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Right, we forgot.
They made sure they put a top star in it, too, in Simon Diamond.
Right.
I did just learn that Pat Kenny actually was a pretty good baseball player at some point.
Oh.
So.
What a dream team.
This whole angle is kind of a shoot.
My God. Shark Boy and Norman Smiley. My God. This is a dream. This is your future tag champions here, mm-hmm. guys.
Smiley shark doot 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 doot.
Now, do the diamonds in the rough have some sort of horse thing that he can throw in a wood chipper?
Oh, my God. It's the planet Jarrett.
God damn it, as if I couldn't help hate Jeff Jarrett anymore. He's interrupting this.
He also has an absurdly tight shirt on this week as well.
Yeah, but I feel like the one from the previous week was worse. God damn it, Planet Jarrett. You're ruining my hopes and dreams.
Well, at least you get to see Scott Steiner murder somebody.
Well, that's true.
Storm's got like a fucking Scott Stapp shirt on with that excessively deep V.
He's got like one button done.
Steiner only wears poncho tees now.
That's all his muscles can fit.
I spent a lot of time in Mexico, and I got intrigued with the culture, so...
I'm gonna lift you higher.
I feel robbed right now.
Yeah. Robbed. This is the biggest tragedy, really.
Doo-doo, and now Norman Smiley. Yeah. How dare him.
Doing the push-ups to Norman Smiley.
Oh, no, he's got Conan hips.
Oh, God, he just smashed his arm and his head.
Wow. He's not smiling anymore.
He might be laying up in a hospital bed for
a while.
Come on. That man is between the ages of 35 and 80. Give him a break.
The chair breaks and Steiner's like, you pieces of shit can't even afford good steel chairs.
This is for making a chair that can't handle my muscles.
Norman Smiley is the MVP for the face he makes while he's in the Steiner recliner right here.
Yeah.
What kind of operation are you running here, Jarrett?
Logan's most hated Steiner recliner. Norman Smiley looks like he's dead.
Looks like his Steiner looks like his arms have ringworm.
He's got a...
That's because they do.
Jesus God.
Nick Steiner may get MVP two times in a row.
The next Tremors movie is going to take place in Scott Steiner's bicep.
My God. Smiley's face.
He's just like, went to sleep.
Mm-hmm. It's that his mouth is doing nothing.
Well, at least it looks like a peaceful slumber. I mean,
I like that as soon as you started to, like, on the first push-up, he, like, flinched.
I did not hate that Steiner recliner. I'm not going to lie to you. That one was all right.
Oh, Shell, no. Smile is in trouble.
Most of the time, it literally just looks like he's standing with their arms draped over his legs.
Which, Jake, wait till we get to Stone Cold Shark Boy. It's going to be a great time.
Oh, yeah. Previewing will be a necessity at that point, so.
Did he just kiss his camera?
He did. I think he kisses his camera most of the time.
Well, it doesn't make it any less weird.
That's true. I said earlier he had a Panasonic camera. I believe it's actually a JVC.
Yeah.
It's like 100% the same exact camera. Me and my friends would make like skateboarding videos with them in eighth grade. Mm-hmm.
Complete with the fisheye lens, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Right. Indubitably.
Oh. Rod Thicke.
What's between strong and weak? Like, what's the word?
Medium.
Not medium.
I don't know.
It's gotta be a. Because I don't think he's very strong right now. He's not very muscle definition. So.
But he's also not weak.
That's what you need, a thesaurus that doesn't give you just synonyms and antonyms, but middle words.
Yes.
What's between strong and weak?
You know, like between large and small would be medium. Like,
right.
There's got to be a middle word, but I can't think of it.
Oh, here someone asked a question on some website that I'm not going to attempt to pronounce. Question, what is one word describing the degree between strong and weak? And I have the answer here, and the answer is, quote, sorry, I'm not sure I know what you're asking. So right, that's real helpful. Roderick,
I'm not sure what you're asking.
It's very helpful. Thank you for typing that in, you fuckwit.
Shelly just ate complete shit on that dive. Oh my God.
He sure did. So this is for the last spot in Team TNA's World X Cup team. So, and I have spoiled who the members of that team are, so you probably know who wins this match.
I have no idea. I don't remember. I have a pretty good idea.
I was about to say, look at the competitors in the match.
I was going
to
say, yeah.
Who is the most featured of these three?
The referee, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Andrew Thomas is on Team TNA.
That is senior referee Rudy Charles. So
Rudy, whatever his fucking name is. One of those guys.
Now refereeing for WWE is Dan Engler, which is actually his real name.
God, his real name sucks.
It does. I would have stuck with Rudy Charles.
Yeah. No wonder why they changed it.
Why are y'all taunting? You should be beating each other's ass. Poor Pee-Pee's getting double teamed right now.
They're trying to build up their special meter.
I was just gonna say, it's like the video game. You know, you can't just go in there willy nilly and.
Oh my god.
I used to do that on the games, like, you know, you just like taunt, and like I would do one taunt and then he wouldn't even finish the animation, and I would like do the next one. Like, imagine this happened in a real match, like DDP's doing the diamond cutter symbol, he doesn't even make the full thing and just starts over. Like,
right. So is Poo Poo Natural officially gone?
Nah, he is just sidelined for a couple months. I think he had a shoot injury, and they used Scott Steiner to murder him. And
hence why we're seeing PP in singles matches. Great.
So PP will be featured in the X Division while Poo Poo is gone.
Okay. Notable X Division wrestler, Chase Stevens.
I need that line isolated.
Which one?
But so PP. PB will be solo while Poo Poo is gone. Look, you don't always have to poo poo when you pee pee, but if you can.
Look, you guys knew what I meant. That's all that matters.
My God. My God.
Whoa.
That's why we're seeing pee-pee without poo-poo.
Yeah. He's number one, I heard, in the team.
Yep. Oh.
Oh, God, the camera. One of these days, he's going to smack into that camera.
It's so on that thing. He just, like, weirdly wobbled his head for no reason. Oh.
Ah, oh, I did a thing. Look at me.
Oh my god. I think it's a neck injury that Mr. Doodoo is dealing with.
It's Mr. Doodoo.
Right. Please, Mr. Doodoo. Mr. Doodoo is my father.
Mr. Doodoo's my father. Ooh. The Alabama Slam. How old are these children that are on the front row of this show? I mean, that kid looks no more than 10. And the kid next to him is probably 15.
Yeah, how did they end up with front row seats? That seems unfair.
First come, first
serve. Yeah. Dudley Do-Right broke down, so they got for us.
they needed something to kill time while they fixed the log, right?
Right.
Oh, oh, man. That's funny. What is going on with Shelly's pants? Why are they, like, ripping apart at the bottom?
Look.
Yeah.
I think that's design. I think they were like that when he came out to the ring.
He's just a lot of flair. He's
yeah.
Doing
look
it
there,
all.
Look there, Jakey, one with sliced bread number
I
two.
I know. I was about to say that.
Which,
wow.
In another piece of serendipity, Taz and Matt, this will probably make you laugh. Taz informed us on a Ruthlessly Aggressive episode that it was called Sliced Bread Number 2 because Sliced Bread Number 2 is the only thing better than sliced bread.
I mean, that just makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, who's gonna argue with that?
I'm not gonna argue with Taz. He's gonna choke my ass out if I do. Yeah. So.
Wow, this is
we could start calling him
Taz.
He could 2003 Taz could still kick my ass.
I think a sliced bread number two has a broken neck right now, so he can't wrestle.
Right. That's true. It's like the Viano family. So is the implication, like, the way I picture it is that sliced bread number one is like the butt of the bread, you know, the end. So nobody wants that. So sliced bread number two is the next bread in line, the next slice in line. Mm-hmm. Because that's the one everybody wants. Nobody wants that first one.
I mean, that's as spot on of an explanation as I can think of. So
that's yeah.
It only makes sense.
We're all afraid to ask Brian Kendrick the real explanation because I'm sure it's
very stupid.
Yeah. And he'll probably go into a political rant while he's talking about it. So.
You see the lizard people. Sting!
It's Sting!
Sting Borden.
Sting Borden.
It's Steve!
God. It would be amazing if Shivani yelled it. It's Steve!
The Stever. Stever splash.
Yeah.
The Bordian Deathlock.
The Bordian Deathlock. Bordian sounds like a fucking like species on Star Trek or something like that.
They have their own language like the Klingon.
We're going to planet Bordon, where the Bordians live.
Damn it!
Damn it, Logan! Damn it, Steve!
Damn it, you Bordians! Quit blowing up my ship!
What's the Steve we're spitting on the mic here, Logan? You got any insight? I don't want to miss the crucial one.
I don't know if this one's super crucial.
He's wearing a Fleshlight trench coat, if that helps any.
He tells the fans why he comes back to wrestling. It's because he loves wrestling and the fans. He also loves Impact and Spike TV, apparently.
Sting, I love that new Red Stimpy.
I was just going to say, Sting, a big fan of Stan Lee's Stripperella. Who knew?
I love Spike TV.
He loves MXC. He loves just people just falling in the fucking water. He's a big fan.
I did love that show.
Guys,
I
just too. Me up. Woo! Which was his taunt on the video games.
Mm-hmm.
Circle back.
I'll tell you who's going to have 1,000 ways to die. You, Jeff Jarrett.
And you can catch it at 8 o'clock on Tuesday nights. But he talks about, like, you know, Final Resolution was supposed to kind of be his swan song, but Jarrett made it personal by invading his family and all that kind of stuff. He thinks Jarrett's bitter because he's never gotten one over on Sting. The strobe lights, like the lightning effect while he's going, that's so unnecessary.
It's a lot.
I think he's really letting James Mitchell off the hook, man. He's just going to attention.
Hey, fix the fucking lights. I can't see what I'm doing.
Impact Wrestling, the worldwide leader in epileptic seizures.
I didn't realize it was Thunder already. My God.
Poor John Glenn is in the back. John like,
stroking out.
He's having a fit because this reminds him of the time he went to the moon. The lights did that on the rocket. Damn, solar flares are taking over the impact zone.
He also talks about how he kind of got one-upped at Destination X by Steiner, beating him up pretty good. But that just knocked the rust off his body, so he's fully ready to go now. he asked for a special match at Lockdown, which is going to be the Lethal Lockdown that we talked about before. And Sting challenges Jarrett to a match next week on the big premiere on Thursday night. So,
I want you, Jeff Jarrett, in the first ever Ink Master of the Ring match.
Oh my God. He says, any person who gets in his way, Sting will knock them out and rip Jarrett's heart out of his chest.
Oh. Wow.
I don't think he's quite said that yet, but it's coming up. Well, while we're waiting for some action to happen, Jake, would you like to plug anything tonight?
Yeah, sure to speak over Steve Borden here. We got the Ruthlessly Aggressive podcast on North South Connection. We're almost a Backlash 2003. It's been a strange month of WWE television there. Some pretty bad Raws. We did a YouTube roulette recently where we watched a match from the 1950s, and then we watched a 40-minute or whatever match from a racetrack. So we got that. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Matt, what about you?
We got the Extreme Three-Way Dance over on the North-South Connection, where we are in 1998 ECW, so check that out. And we have GCW, a game-changing podcast. So that's myself and Jennifer Smith, where we cover the world of game-changer wrestling. So give that a listen. Follow me on Twitter at MSUSA1991.
So the first three men that slid in the ring are going to be Sting's team, and that is Rhino, Ron Killings, and AJ Styles.
Sting, quit your blabbering. This ain't no Joe Schmo show.
Fuck.
It's a quality program.
We get a Seven Method music video to end this
episode.
So.
It wouldn't be an episode of Impact without it.
It's the only way to leave. It's the only way to leave Saturdays.
Oh, God, that's how the show ends? Jesus.
Yep, that is it.
Wow. That seven-minute Sting promo where he says nothing.
Mm-hmm. There was the assassination of Doodoo right there.
Yeah. Wasn't Colin Farrell in that movie?
I think so. I think he won an Oscar for it, too, actually.
Yeah.
But Jake, what would you rate that episode?
I feel like that was not that great. I don't know. I'd probably step down. Let's go 4.
Gotcha. Matt, what about you?
Yeah, I'll go 4.5 because you did have the absurdity of the arm wrestling segment. But yeah, it was a definite step down from the last one.
Yeah, I think if you looked at the card of this episode, you would have probably thought it was a little better than it was because we got Abyss, AJ, but it was kind of more to push along the story of Christian and Abyss, so it wasn't what it could have been. Mm-hmm. And then that X Division qualifying match was pretty good, but nothing to stand out really. And that promo to end it was kind of, yeah, like you said, pretty nonsensical. He doesn't even really announce that those are his teammates, but it's like, you know, that's pretty obvious that this is going to be the top three face guys. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, probably 4 if the last one was a 5. So, pretty boring episode, all things considered. But we'll move to awards real quick and we'll get out of here. MVP, Jake, who you got on that one? The cadaver cell by Norman Smiley.
Yes, Norman Smiley, MVP.
Matt, what about you?
These fucking MVPs are getting tougher and tougher by the week because nobody fucking stands out. So I will also go Norman Smiley because I'm never going to be able to do that again.
I got you. All right. Well, there's a plethora of candidates for LVP. So, Matt, what would you go for on that one?
I'm tempted to go Bullet, but at least he was entertaining. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. Chase Stevens, I guess, because he existed. I don't know. It's tough with MVP, too, because these episodes, like, they weren't actively bad. They were just kind of meh. Like, nobody stuck out really in either direction. So
You could you could go with whoever the spray tanning artist for Jeremy.
Yeah. So, it's a good call.
Jake, who would you go with?
Christian for a stupid shirt.
All right. Moment of the night, probably the murder of Norman Smiley. What would you go with, Jake?
Either that or Bullet, the arm wrestling. Yeah. Like, yeah, I was at him. Every emotion expressed in that.
All right. Yeah, that's a good one. Matt, what about you?
Yeah, I got to go with the Bullet with his selling, like a gunshot went off in his chest.
All right. Match of the night. Matt, what would you go with on that one?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go AJ and Abyss with that.
All right. Jake?
Yeah, that seems like a pretty good one by default.
Right. Solid 2.5.
Yeah, definitely. Right down the middle.
They had matches on these shows.
Yeah, we had actual matches. Right. That X Division match wasn't bad, but it just wasn't the most featured guys, so not too inspiring. But great value, definitely the Boyz II Men cover band that was in the
John Glenn,
the Crow's Nest in the Impact Zone. Jake, did you see any other great values?
I mean, Christian's got Charisma shirt again as the Got Milk shirt, the great value of that. Yeah, I don't know. There weren't a ton of great values on this. It didn't really stuck out to me.
Yeah, and obviously Matt's going to go with great value, John Glenn, as he
kind
of already alluded to. So. Right, yes.
Well, sorry, I was under the impression that was the real John Glenn. So.
Oh, right. You really know what? You're right.
Right. You're correct. Right. You are correct. I'm sorry. as we already did plug, or as the other guys did plugs, I'll plug a few things real quick. 7 Months of Danger on the North-South Connection. Matt's on that with me. Jake is on some episodes with us on pay-per-views and clashes. That's going through the Dangerous Alliance storyline. Chicken Salad and Starflation, I do that with Ben and Callum, those two shows. Salad's going over the worst pay-per-views of all time, and Starflation is the best matches of all time, according to Dave Meltzer, at least. And then Who's Next, we did a regular episode recently, and then we actually did a bonus episode for Stand and Deliver this weekend. So check all those shows out. And I actually have a new documentary pod on the North-South Connection with Jennifer Smith and the cowboy Roger Morissette called Talking Docs. So check all that out. Check all the other pods out on the Place of Nation Wrestling feed. Pop Experience and North-South Connection, as I've said. And we will see you next time. Got 10 years on parole. You can't say it, dog. I'm going to say it for y'all. Popos, huh? The other COs, DA and PO, the family of the victim, witness, and stitching. I don't know what this world's gonna bring, but I know one thing, that this is the life for me. Baby, cause I'm a thug. Oh, baby. Baby, cause I'm a thug. Wouldn't change for the world. Cause I'm a thug. That's right. See, I'm so tight, be like that, so many And I know he got clout, look in his mouth, that so many gold, tell a nigga, there's something up with that, I've been watching him, you must wanna, my name alone, been known to break up happy homes, no disrespect all, but you had no business even answering her phone, hello? If your who is home, being me and her kid have been getting it on, get hold on. And you could have been hitting the right, cause ever since the night she been hitting the phone, she wanna thug, I don't since y'all wanna smoke this, show you how to thug it, dog. Give me a half a pill and some Zephyr here. And I'm like, dog, long as my got the best of me. And none of you ain't stressing me. I got one request, and it's you can have the rest of this. Drop some as whack as hell and don't make no damn sense. Take it back, talk about it, and tell your dog, don't even buy that. And don't care who he is, away from, I represent thug. And you ain't gotta give me my props and nominate me, cause damn it, I love this. I don't know.
thug. That's right, you heard, baby, cause I'm a thug. Yeah, check it out.
I don't know what this world's gonna be, but I know one thing, that this is the life for me.
Baby, cause I'm a thug.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Baby, cause I'm a thug.
Wouldn't change for the world.
Cause I'm a thug.
That's right, you heard,
baby, cause I'm a thug. Yeah, check it out.